This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3839, for Thursday, the 20th of April, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Rip a CD in the Terminal. It is part of the series Lightweight Apps. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 5 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Archer72 rips CDs in the terminal and avoids the whims of the media companies.
Hello, this is Archer72. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, since I was looking through my old CDs, I decided to try a command line CD ripper called ABCDE. This is an acronym for a better CD encoder. And on their wiki, says grab an entire CD and compress it to Ogg Vorbis, MP3, FLAC, AAC, Ogg Speaks, and or MPP/MP+ MusePack format. Why ABCDE? Ordinarily, the process of grabbing the data off a CD and encoding it, then tagging or commenting it, is very involved. ABCDE is designed to automate this. With one command, it will do a CDDB or Music Brains query over the internet to look up your CD or use a locally stored CDDB entry or read CD text from your CD as a fallback for track information. This is a good place to mention that FreeDB is deprecated now, so the URL for the CDDB lookup is now at gnudb.org, and I'll leave the link in the show notes. Then it grabs an audio track or all the audio CD tracks from your CD. Normalize the volume of individual file or album as a single unit. Compress to Ogg Vorbis, MP3, FLAC, Ogg/Speaks, MPP/MP+, M4A and or Opus format, all in one CD read. Comment or ID3 tag, give an intelligible file name, calculate replay gain values for the individual file or the album as a single unit, delete the intermediate wave or save it for later use. Repeat until finished. Alternatively, ABCDE can also grab a CD and turn it into a single FLAC file with an embedded cue sheet, which can be used later on as a source for other formats and will be treated as if it was the original CD. In a way, ABCDE can take a compressed backup of your CD collection. Did I mention this was all on the command line? It was ideal because I wanted to use it on the Raspberry Pi or other headless type setups. While I was looking at information on this program, I came across a forum on Ask Ubuntu, and the post is from a former developer of this program, and he preserved the configuration file there that will rip to 11 different audio formats at the same time, and they are as follows: Ogg Vorbis, MP3, FLAC, MusePack, AAC, Opus, WavePack, Monkeys Audio, True Audio, and MP2. I didn't try to get all the formats working, as I was only interested in Ogg Vorbis, MP3, FLAC, and Opus. So I commented out the ones that I didn't use, and the different formats are put into corresponding subdirectories. The author says to keep in mind that this comp file can also be used for a single audio codec rip and encode by using something like the following: ABCDE -O -MP3. So I decided to use this and make an alias to something like ripcd.mp3. I know this is kind of an outdated way to do things, and the project is getting long in the tooth also. The last commit was on the GitHub page, was February 14th, 2021. And unlike the online media companies, that decide what can be in or not be in the library. You own what you rip, and you have it for good. And there's one last thing. If this program stops working, and you don't want to use the graphical ones, there's always an FFmpeg command that dumps the contents of the entire CD to a FLAC file. Thank you for listening. Feel free to leave a comment if you want, or also feel free to record a show of your own. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.